pretty much everyone has heard the story now that broke in the media last week regarding the Drew Peterson case, the Kathleen Savio autopsy, the independent autopsy that was done by Michael Bodden, how Michael Bodden was paid by Fox News, and how a former producer of Greta Van Susteren's show when she was doing crime stories, Steph Watts, was accused of compromising the integrity of the autopsy by writing down Girl Gone Wild founders Joe Francis's number on the notes for the autopsy or some stupid thing. How Bodden said that Steph Watts helped out because he needed the help. Oh, Steph Watts said Bodden was wrong, that he was just there. He didn't actually film the body. He just filmed a couple other things. That's all dopey crap, really, what it is. That will all be decided by the jury. The judge decided to allow Bodden to testify. There is another autopsy result that the state police have that came to the same conclusion. So the whole question of journalistic integrity comes up now. How far should some of these cable news shows go? Is it right or is it wrong for Fox News to pay for the Savio autopsy? I think it's a good gesture. But is it wrong for Greta Van Susteren to use some of the footage, which we all saw, as part of a show, as a ratings grab? I think this will all come out in the wash. I think the journalistic integrity and what someone will do to get ratings will be decided by the jury, where Peterson's attorneys will take Steph Watts and rake him over the coals like you'd never believe, and will take Michael Bodden and do the same thing. You can be a high-profile forensic pathologist, but when you're getting paid by a network and your results are favorable to what the public wants to hear, how independent are you? Is there journalistic credibility when it comes to this case? Again, it will be decided by the jury, and that's who needs to decide. You can decide as a viewer, even though Greta doesn't do much for crime anymore. And Steph Watts, I think, should pay more attention to what he's doing rather than write down notes for Girl Gone Wild, Joe Francis's telephone number. I think they're buddies now. Rather than follow the story that he was there for. It should be interesting to see where this goes. I think the Peterson defense attorneys will have a lot of fun with those witnesses. You decide. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.